I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She is back on Broadway performing live, and she has a complex history with the movie Drive. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kristen Doty and Annalee Ashford now. Live, your host Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who plays a woman who owns a meat pie shop and a woman who's not afraid to insert herself in some beef. Unlike some people here, my first guest didn't have a role in Wicked, but for years she was a resident witch of WeHo. Now you can catch her hosting her podcast Sex, Love, and What Else Matters. New episodes drop Wednesdays wherever you get your podcasts. Please welcome back to the Clubhouse, Kristen Doty. Hey, Kristen. Wow. My next guest is a Tony Award-winning actress who's starring in the Broadway revival, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, which is not 3 hours of Howie Mandel shaving Sandoval. It's now playing at the Lunt-Fontaine Theater. Give it up for our friend Annalee Ashford. Yeah! Hey! So now, you did not plan to wear identical colors.
No, I wish we had. I know. Then I would know you. That's wow. Fun. Yeah.
Oh, you know
the universe.
Oh, I do. I know.
Kristen,
you
welcome back to the Clubhouse. It's very great to have you back.
3 years
over at the bar. It's two queens from Miami that Kristen didn't secretly fly in. They're top performers at Palace Bar in South Beach. You can watch them on Miami Dolls. All episodes streaming now on Out TV. Say hi to my friends, Tiffany T, Fantasia, and Fantasia Royale. At the Great Palace in Miami, and you are both wonderful, and I'm honored to have you both here. It seemed like the wheels are starting to fall off the bus tonight on Vanderpump Rules. Like, the walls are closing in on Sandoval a little bit, wouldn't you say?
It was cringy
yes.
To watch. Like, pit in my stomach.
Okay, and you are up to date and
oh, yes.
Engaged.
So engaged. This is like the succession of reality TV.
Yes. Well, before Ariana's reunion look, Kristen got her revenge on Tom with a little green dress, a cable box, and a dream. Hopefully, Tom's now ready for another dressing down. Kristen, I have a lot of questions on what's been going on. Annalee, jump in anytime. What percentage of you was surprised to learn Sandoval had cheated, and then what percentage was surprised it was with Raquel? When you first found out about this?
In general, like, I thought that years ago. But okay. With Raquel, completely shocked.
What is your reaction to a small contingency of fans claiming Ariana had it coming after allegedly beginning a relationship with Tom while you two were still dating?
Nope. And I'm the one who gets to say this. Nobody else's opinion matters. It is not the same thing. She didn't deserve it. Not at all.
Okay, now got a lot of tweets like this. You slept with your best friend's boyfriend and lied about it to her face for a period of time. Why do you get to judge Raquel so much, or his face, when you did the same thing that she did?
I knew this was coming. I mean, yes. It was like 12, 13 years ago.
Okay.
Like, everyone just get on, move past it. And I also apologize. And as you know, I sat in the mud for almost 2 years.
Yes.
Like, begging for apologies, waiting for my actions to speak louder than my words.
James's girlfriend, Allie, was the first one to raise the red flag about suspicions about those two. Had the speculation about Tom and Raquel made its way to you?
Yes.
Oh!
It had.
Yeah.
And what were you saying?
I just thought it was, so honestly, what I thought was that Schwartz and the girl Jo were hanging out, and the only friends they had were Tom and Raquel.
Okay.
So the four of them were constantly hanging out, but it did start to make me feel a little weird. I'm like, this looks like a double date.
Okay. Do you think Schwartz should have done more to push Sandoval to come clean after he learned of the affair?
I always think that about Schwartz.
How close had you and Ariana become before the scandal broke? It seems like you're close now.
Yeah, Ariana and I have been close for, I mean, I don't even know how many years at this point.
Really?
7 years, yeah.
Good for you.
Do you think Tom and Raquel are in love or just deeply infatuated?
Deeply infatuated.
What do you think?
I feel so many feelings. We actually, this is crazy, but my husband and I saw Raquel and Ariana at Schwartz and Sandy's really late at night around Christmas time. We were like, oh, that's so weird. They seem like they're best friends. That's interesting. And it felt, even from, you know, we watched the show and it felt like something was awry. Then, and we don't know what's happening.
And then he brought her home for Christmas, as we found
out. What?
Raquel, yes. Have you met Ariana's new love interest?
I have not, but I've heard of wonderful things.
Okay, good. had you heard rumors that Tom and Ariana had an open relationship?
No.
By the way, for tonight's episode, what moment was the cringiest for you tonight? For me, Ariana telling Raquel that she's role model goals was stuck out for me.
Yeah, it was around that whole time. And then Raquel doing her interview by just saying, like, you know, I want to be a role model for women and younger girls. And also, these people are everything to me. Like, this group.
Right.
That was very uncomfortable to me because it also, there was clearly
and
a double
Sandoval.
Meaning.
But Sandoval at the glamping, like, freaking out and talking about how amazing Raquel is. And
how grown up she, you know, that's always when
reaction to Tom's claim he tried to end things with Ariana, but she was in denial and refused to let him.
It's the same thing he said about me. Be a man. If you want to break up, break up.
Since you famously uncovered Miami Girl, had you heard of other instances of Tom cheating on Ariana?
Since the Raquel news broke, I've heard multiple things.
Really?
That now coming out of the woodwork.
Any we would be especially surprised to hear about?
No one that I know personally, but like when he and Schwartz, specifically one, he and Schwartz doing like appearances together, a friend of a friend hooked up with him.
What was it like for you returning to filming? We're going to see you later this season.
I asked Ariana if she really, really wanted me to do it, and she said yes, so I did.
In tonight's episode, Lala compared how Tom was talking about Raquel to how he talked about Ariana when he was with you. What was your take on that?
Verbatim. I mean, there was like a TikTok some girl did where she did it side by side.
Really?
From like the reunions past where Tom and Ariana were first together.
Right.
And like, magnetic, we kissed, the sunrise, best friend.
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it was verbatim.
Yes.
The same thing.
And anything else before I move on that you specifically want to get off your chest? You feel like, do you feel vindicated? Do you feel...
No, I don't feel vindicated. Like, it's really sad. I mean, Tom and I were together almost 6 years. We should have broken up after year two.
Okay.
He and Ariana have been together almost a decade. They own a home together.
Okay.
I mean, I was there the night that the phone fell out of the pocket. I was sitting next to Ariana.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
At Tom's show?
Yes.
Okay. And so did you find out that night?
So Ariana disappeared, and her phone and purse were sitting at the chair next to me. A lot of fans were around. I grabbed them, couldn't find her for 20 minutes. I wanted to leave.
Right.
Gave it to a friend of hers, and then didn't talk to her until Friday morning. Whoa. That was a Wednesday, but Thursday morning, I'm getting all these texts. I'm going, no, you guys, I was with them last night. No way.
Wow.
And then Friday, I went to Ariana's.
I have a question. I just think the vibe feels so present to me, like their vibe and everything felt so weird. Besides Lala and Ali, well, and Katie, was everybody like, this is weird, this is weird, for months? Was everybody saying that?
I mean, I wasn't there while they were filming, so I wasn't quite on the end of all of that, uh-huh, the way that everyone else was.
It seemed like it. Well, yes.
Watching it now,
right,
and then hearing about it from the girls during that time.
Yes.
There was a lot of suspicion, but I was mind blown.
And by the way, as you saw Ariana tonight, she was saying, I trust Raquel implicitly.
But that's
so
weird,
I mean,
too.
You know, as a true fan, Anna Lee watches Bravo with the same enthusiasm the Sir Kitchen staff once had watching Kristen get fired. So tonight I want her hot takes. Anna Lee, knowing what we know now, what is the most shocking moment you've picked up on between Tom and Raquel this season?
Every time they lie to the camera, and their confessionals are really hard to watch.
Do you think Ali is truly the one for James, or are they rushing into it?
She's so cool. I feel like if he can get it together, she won't break up with him, but he's got to get it together, or she's going to break up with him real quick.
Kristen says
they're not going to last because she's too smart.
Yes.
She is, from what I see, I've only met her once. What I'm seeing on TV, she has her together and she does not, she stands up for herself.
Yes.
So they won't last.
Now that they're officially married, do you think Brock is truly the one for Sheena?
Yes, I love them together. Yes. Live dreams, have more babies.
You do. Kristen does too. Even if you trusted your partner implicitly, is it ever appropriate for them to sleep alone in a bed with your BFF?
My partner, great. If I was with Tom Sandoval, not so much.
Right. In honor of playing a restaurant owner in Sweeney Todd, would you ever consider going into business with the Toms?
12 weeks ago.
Jersey, is there any hope that Teresa and the Gorgas can make amends?
Always, always. They have to make amends.
Wow. Family. I don't think it's going to happen. Is Dolores guilty of neglecting Frank's feelings while building a new life with Polly?
I mean, I just want them to figure out, you know, the right balance, because Frank is just such a part of the magic of Dolores.
Reaction to Louis' revelation that he wears Teresa's father's pajamas to bed as a way to make her daughters feel safe.
Maybe wear them for breakfast, maybe not to bed. And also, hey, whatever makes those girls feel better. A lot of trauma there, so.
Right. Thank you very much, Anna Lee Ashford. Let's take questions from our virtual fans. Amanda and Kayla, what's your question for Kristen Doty?
Hi.
Hey.
Kristen, what do you think of Sandoval using the lack of intimacy with Ariana as an excuse for him cheating, especially when he used the same excuse in season 3 when he cheated on you with the Vegas bottle service girl?
You just took my answer out of my mouth. It's just an excuse. It's what he does. He reaches for anything. Like, I mean, he's been gaslighting Ariana the whole time. Even on Howie Mandel, why can't you just say, I'm sorry? Not, I'm sorry, but there was this, and it was her fault, and this is why. Like, just say, I'm sorry. I'm a trash human being. I will. And then when you're better, show it.
Okay. Here are Lemur and Nicole from Maryland. Hey there. What's your question for Anna Lee Ashford?
Hi. Anna Lee, since you played Glinda on Broadway, what has your reaction been to all the leaks coming from the set of the Wicked movie? Including Ariana belting as Glinda.
Well, I just think a little leak can sometimes be fun. It's like a free preview. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens in that movie. Also, isn't it like two parts? It's gonna
yes.
be long.
It's gonna be long. Yeah. Thank you so much. By the way, do you ever see James Kennedy around, and what's your relationship
no.
like?
Nope, I stay far away as possible.
You do?
Sure do.
Did you ever see him when he was not partying?
No.
During that era?
Oh. No, because he was just hiding it. He was faking it.
Faking what?
When he wasn't partying, when he wasn't drinking, or he was he was sober.
Okay.
BS.
Okay. I love her smile after she says everything. Okay. You're happy to be back in the fray, aren't you?
Sure am.
Yes. Oh my God. You are so funny. Annalie, Kathy F wants to know if you ever got the chance to meet Angela Lansbury or anyone who's played Mrs. Lovett.
I've met Patti LuPone, who's the dreamiest.
Yes.
And then I met Angela Lansbury 3 times, and I cried every time and had to walk away.
Oh my God.
Because I got so verklempt, I had to just walk away.
Kristen, Hannah Haliza 182 wants to know if you've reached out to or heard from Miami girls since the Scandoval broke.
Hard no.
Hard no. Okay, Annalie, Jordan A wants to know who you think is the most underrated housewife.
Who do I think? I would say underrated. Man, that's tricky.
Past or present?
Anything.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, Ali Shapiro's here, so maybe
I was going to say Jill's there.
I was going to say Jill's there.
And, you know, Margaret.
Margaret,
I think, always makes everything a little bit better. You know, she's always looking for the positive, but also love Jill Zarin.
Jill Zarin's my new best friend.
Oh, yes. My God. So that's a duo. Yeah. Josh H. Emailed, Kristen, what was your reaction to seeing Sandoval backpedal during the episode, trying to cover himself between saying Raquel dipped out and then his excuses for not leaving the Labor Day pool party?
Oh, my God. I for once, I don't have words.
Okay, we watched Kristen work on her line of T-shirts, but her most memorable line was when she told off her manager at work in honor of that iconic quote, we're playing Who Should Suck a Dick? Okay, Kristen and Annalie, I'm going to show you both pairs of some former and current Vanderpump pals. Tell us who sucks more by saying their name followed by suck a dick. Who should suck a dick, Tom Schwartz or Tom Sandoval?
Sandoval,
suck a dick.
Okay. Who should suck a dick, Sheena Shea or Katie Maloney?
Neither.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who should suck a dick, Jax Taylor or James Kennedy?
James Kennedy, suck a dick.
Okay. Who Jax should suck a dick, LVP or Sir GM Diana?
LVP, suck a dick.
Oh, wow. Are you in not a good place with LVP? She kind of cracks on you all the time.
Yeah, like I'm a pawn in her chess game and I'm over it. I'm 40.
Okay. Who should suck a dick, Lala Kent or Brittany Cartwright?
Neither.
Okay, who should suck a dick, Randall Emmett or Frank, Stassi's boyfriend from season 1?
They both suck, but Roach didn't suck a dick.
Oh, Roach, that's Randall. Okay. Who should suck a dick, Peter or Max Todd?
Oh, neither.
No,
good for
They're
folks.
Good.
Yeah.
Who should suck a dick, Raquel or Miami Girl?
Raquel, suck
a dick. Laura Lee or Vail?
I mean, honestly, bless them both.
Yeah. Bless them both. Okay, last up, Raquel or Miami Girl?
Raquel, suck a dick.
Okay, thank you very much for playing. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Tonight, Tom and Ariana gifted Raquel designer sunglasses, but it was Tom and Raquel who were being shady. So once again, we are counting down the top 5 moments from tonight that now leave us cringing post-Tom and Raquel drama. Our number 5 moment goes to Raquel, who definitely treats her friends like family if you're the type of person who secretly bangs your brother.
These are my, like, true core people. These are my forever friends. These are the people looking out for me, who believe in me. That means everything to me.
Okay, in our number 4 moment, Schwartz makes the argument that there's a grain of truth in every joke.
I don't want to, like, kill the vibe, but Raquel has a type.
Oh. What's the type?
So Brock, Tom, be careful tonight.
Okay.
Men that are taken.
Because Schwartz knew at that point.
Right.
So uncomfortable.
And this fireside chat had us all lit up. This is our number 3 scene. Oh, God, I can't even.
You going through those things since her breakup with James and getting through that and, like, being you is, I think, even more of something that is role model behavior.
Role model!
Like, no. I'm going to puke.
Yeah.
Okay, our number 2 moment is 2 parts. It has us feeling as bad as Lisa describing how Raquel looks.
Where did you stay last night?
At Sandoval's. Nothing happened, though. Like, it's
not
like...
It doesn't matter whether anything happened. It's just the fact that you were there.
I know.
So did she spend the night at your house?
Lisa, I have people crash at my house.
She's not people, Sandoval. Your wife's away, and she's a beautiful single girl.
Okay, our number 1 cringe moment is a scene Lala would describe as bitches supporting bitches.
Obviously, I
love Raquel, like, dearly. She's one of my, like, closest friends. And I not only trust and love her, but I trust and love my boyfriend. And so I understand how you feel, but, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, whoa, who is Raquel? Like, oh, I don't know her.
I have a hard time believing that she's, like, a shitty ass person to, like, some people and a good friend to others.
Try swallowing that weekly dose of cringe. I want to thank Kristen, Annalee, and the Miami Dolphins for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night, everybody.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
It's called Sex, Love, and What Else Matters. Annalee stars in Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fruit Street. Ron Fontaine, what a hard part, by the way. I mean, my God.
It's like, you know, one of those roles that you dream.
Yes, yeah, only one of the greatest parts ever written.
I know.
Yes.
Lucky girl.
Tiffany T. Fantasia and Fantasia Royal Gaga. Miami Dolls now streaming on OutTV. Let's go back to our virtual fans. Kelly from Maryland, what's your question for Kristen?
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Andy. Hi, Annalee. My question for Kristen, it's a two-parter. Do you think Ariana could ever forgive Raquel the way you forgave her? And what would be your biggest advice for Raquel right now?
No, Ariana should not forgive Raquel, and I don't think that she will. I think she'll forgive her for herself, but not for Raquel. And Raquel, just flee the country.
Here's Natalie from Massachusetts with a question for Annalee. Oh, my God.
Hi, Andy. Love you, and happy birthday to Lucy.
Thank you.
And just Kristen Doty, you're an absolute legend. So happy to see you back in the clubhouse. And hi, Annalee. My question for you is, are there still plans to bring Sunday in the Park with George to the West End at some point?
Oh, my gosh. Great question. You know, that was one of those sad losses that we had from the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I always pray that it gets to come back around. But right now, there's no plans. It got lost in the sadness of that. But thank you for asking. Yeah.
All right. I want to thank Kristen, Annalee, and my dolls. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.